Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. All right. It's another day. It's another episode of Your Daily Scrum with professional scrum trainers Todd Miller and Ryan Ripley. We get together each and every day to help you get better at scrum each and every day. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out the description. We've got a lot of good stuff in there, including our book, Fixing Your Scrum, Practical Solutions to Common Scrum Problems, and all of the scrum.org courses that we teach, and probably some other stuff in there as well. So check that out. Leave us your questions and comments below. Hey, if you're getting a lot out of these videos, consider hitting that thank you. Buy Todd a cup of coffee. He loves to over-caffeinate.
Boom.
Or maybe it's time for a cookie, Todd. Next thank you, Todd gets a cookie. So hit that, smash that thank you, and buy Todd a cookie. All right, Todd, today, another question that you posed in our community. So we have community.agileforhumans.com. It's free. Thousands of people showing up to talk about Agile, Scrum, Kanban. We even got Vacanti in there with some classes. Daria is in there with some really cool materials as well in our framework course. Get over there, check it out. It's free. Todd does a lot of great work in there. He posed a question. He said, how much time does your Scrum team spend on refinement? Mm-hmm. So in 1 week, I'll frame this up right. In 1 week, how much time does your team spend doing product backlog refinement? Mm-hmm. And Todd, what did you learn from this particular poll?
So this is really interesting because this was posted on July 11th, which really wasn't that long ago. And already it has 65 votes. So this is just a couple days that we're already having 65 votes here. So this is a passionate subject, obviously, right? The fact that we're getting that many votes that quickly. If I click this and show, a vast majority say 1 hour or less. So now we don't know the details of all of this, but if you see 1 hour or less or 2 to 3 hours, so 3 hours or less, really, some teams put none. We have a few, 1% said more than 4 hours. But it looks like 1 hour or less is the winner chicken dinner, Ryan.
So, and on a if teams are doing 2 week sprints and they're doing, I guess, 4 hours in a month, it's not enough. It feels kind of low, Todd.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to make of it. I wish, and there were some responses about the details of how people were doing refinement. I think this is. This is a good opportunity to say that there is no one best practice on how you do product refinement. It really is dependent on the context of your situation, where your product's at, what your product is, who the people work. And there's just so many factors that go into this. 1 hour or less a week, in 1 week, that I tend to wonder if the teams, how prepared the teams are when they get into sprint planning. If there's a lot of questions that people are still asking in sprint planning, sprint planning is rough. I don't know. I know some of the responses, people said that they do it 15 minutes a day. Some people said they do it 3 times a week, 30 minutes. So there's all kinds of different formats for it. You're right, though. I do wonder, is an hour or less enough?
It's interesting. I wonder if the time spent during sprint planning is represented here,
because
it's going to happen, right? Well, the thing that first of all, Todd, I love your point about context is king. Your situation is going to dictate how much time you need. There's no one right, true way or answer here. But I will say sprint planning is an event where if you have not done a lot of refinement throughout the sprint, this is where it all comes crashing in. It's almost like cramming for the test, right? We're going to end up doing that refinement work either during sprint planning or throughout a sprint. You can't get away from it. Otherwise, how are you going to pull work in any kind of responsible way? So regardless of where we decide to do it, I think it's important that some time is spent there. It looks like teams are at least spending an hour every week thinking about future work, which is great. It'd be interesting to see how much of that time is in sprint planning, outside of sprint planning. But yeah, maybe this is, if anything, could be a good kind of nudge to teams to maybe we could add one extra hour and really create transparency, a whole team understanding around that future work.
I like it. Yeah. Just an interesting take here. So maybe this is a good time for opportunity for you to question your refinement practices. Is it enough? Are you doing it too little, too much? Maybe just ask yourself that question today. And
how much refinement would you say you do around here, Todd? All right. Be sure to like and subscribe. Check out the socials. We're pretty big on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. We try to stay active there. Some videos are going to pop up. Todd and I put together a Scrum Framework course. It's free. You could possibly use that course to go get your PSM-1. We hope you do that. Check out the EBM class as well, evidence-based management. Learn how to measure what matters and make great decisions. You asked for merch. We delivered. There's hoodies and sweatshirts, cups and mugs, and all sorts of great stuff. Be sure to check out the store. Get yourself something nice. You deserve it. All right. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward. Do some great Scrum things. Leave us your questions and comments. Let us know how you're doing. And we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!